This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anyoji. And like you already know, guys, I am back again this week with another exciting episode. We will be looking at how to maintain healthy teeth. How do you take care of your teeth? Now I have on the show with me a dental professional. Okay, so yeah. I have Favored Chikamso on the show. She's a licensed dental therapist of the Dental Therapy Board of Nigeria. She runs a mobile dental clinic where she offers preventive and restorative dental services for people at the comfort of their homes and offices. She's an oral health advocate who provides dental health education for organizations and institutions. Yes, I have Favored Chikamso on the show. And today, like I already mentioned, we want to talk about how to maintain healthy teeth. How do you keep your teeth healthy? And already, Chikamso is into preventive and restorative dental services. So we will employ all of these services on the show today, because she's going to take us through the class and we will learn so much. And I believe that after this episode, you will know best practices on how to maintain healthy teeth. Welcome on the show, Chikamso. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Glad to have you. So, you are the professional. How do we maintain healthy teeth? I want to learn. I want to know what to do, what to prevent, what not to do, what to eat, and all of those stuff. So, the floor is yours.
Okay, okay, thank you so much. So I'll start by explaining the functions of the teeth.
Okay.
So like we all know, our teeth is the hardest part of the substance in our body. We use our teeth to masticate food. We use it for speech. Our teeth is what helps to form our facial profile. Yeah. So this is to show that the teeth is very important. So, and this teeth is the structure inside the mouth.
Yeah.
And we all know that the mouth is part of the digestive system. It is through the mouth that all the nutrients, the air, the nutrients passes through to the body. Mm-hmm. So, this is to tell us that our mouth, we call it the oral cavity. Mm-hmm. Is an important part of our body, so we have to pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. So sadly, so many people do take care of their body. Some people, they have their hair taken care of, their nails,
yeah,
all parts of their body, their skin, but they tend to neglect the mouth and the teeth. So today, I will list down the things that you ought to do to maintain a healthy teeth and gum. Okay?
Okay.
So, a healthy teeth is a teeth that is free of decay. And what we call gingivitis. Gingivitis is gum bleeding, gum diseases. So, if you can't say you have a healthy teeth when you have some part of your teeth that is decay, or you have your gum bleeding. So what I'm about to explain to you is what you will be doing or what you ought to do to make sure that your gum is healthy, your teeth is free of cavity. Because what we call cavity or oral health problems or gum diseases is what actually results to cancer. It can result to cancer. It can lead to other oral health problems that we don't even know about. Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many oral health related problems like carcinoma, we have herpes virus, all these things are oral health problems. And the etiology of these problems is from your oral hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
So what you have to do to prevent all these things? First of all, we recommend that every human being that uses the mouth and the teeth should see a dentist every 6 months.
Wow.
2 times in every year. But sadly, you see that so many people, for since they were born, they've never been to the dentist.
Yeah.
They are not aware. Okay, but it's the right thing to do. You visit the dentist once in every 6 months to check. To check. So when you come to the dentist, even if you're not having any pain already, when you come, your teeth will be checked.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get what we call professional teeth cleaning. Professional teeth cleaning is the removal of tartar, or you can call it calculus, mm-hmm. which is food particles that your toothbrush couldn't remove. Okay? These are the things that causes oral health problems.
Oh, yeah.
So when you don't brush the right way, or when you don't brush 2 times, or you don't brush at all, so food particles of the food you've eaten sticks to the teeth. So over time, they form what we call tartar or calculus.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when you don't remove them, they can lead to other oral health problems. They can lead to caries. Caries is decay, tooth decay.
Mm.
Okay. So which can further lead to removal of the tooth, that is tooth loss. And when you start removing your teeth, it changes your facial profile.
Mm.
In other words, it reduces the way your face looks. So it's very important that we visit the dentist once in every 6 months. You get your teeth cleaned professionally. And during that process, the dental practitioner will find out if there is any problem with your oral cavity, your tongue, your gum, the soft tissues of the mouth, the walls of the mouth, the palate, everywhere. We'll check and know if there is any problem. And if there is any other problem, it will be fixed before it gets worse. So that's the first thing to do to maintain a healthy teeth. So another thing you do to maintain a healthy teeth is oral hygiene. Being consistent with your oral hygiene, brushing 2 times every day, using your dental floss, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people prefer to use toothpick, the wooden toothpick we all know. And that's the wrong thing too, because it can perforate the gum and cause further problem to the teeth. So we use what we call dental floss.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to any shop or pharmacy and ask for dental floss. That's what you should use. So dental floss is used to clean the interproximals, the space between each tooth.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know the toothbrush can't clean in between the teeth.
Yeah.
So if you don't clean the teeth, food particles will still go there and stick to the teeth. And if you don't remove it, it can cause decay to the interproximals. That is the line in between the teeth.
Yeah.
So we use dental floss to clean that place. Then we also use dental floss in place of that wooden toothpick we all know. The dental floss has a tiny tip that you can use to pick out food particles from the interproximals. So that's the steps of maintaining a good oral hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing you can do is the use of fluoride mouth rinse. Fluoride mouth rinse can be used once every day. You don't have to use it two times. So the fluoride in the mouth rinse helps to strengthen the teeth. So that's the next step. So another thing you can do to maintain a healthy teeth is fissure sealing. Fissure sealing. Fissure sealant is a material, a dental material that is the same color with the tooth. We use it on the occlusal part. That part you use to chew the molars and the premolars. Because the molars and the premolars, they have pits and fissures. They have pits and fissures. If you look at your molars now, you will see pits and fissures there. So food particles tend to trap in the pits and fissures of the teeth. So while brushing, you can brush and they won't all go out. And with time, the sugary part of the food there will cause decay on the tooth. So in order to prevent it, you can do fissure sealing and to protect the surfaces of that tooth. So how it's being done is the dentist that will do it for you. They will use the material to seal up the pits and the fissures so that as you brush and as you eat, food particles can't enter the pits anymore. So that's another preventive measure that you can use to maintain a healthy teeth. So another thing you can do to maintain a healthy teeth is to avoid smoking, chewing tobacco, and alcohol, because these things can weaken the enamel and cause sensitivity. So when you drink cold things or when you drink hot things, you won't be comfortable to, you know, you'll be having discomfort. So that's another thing you can do to prevent oral health problems. Okay, so
you mentioned cold things, taking cold things, like people like to chew block, ice block. Is it a good thing for the teeth? Is it harmful?
No, it's not. It's not harmful. The things that are harmful, the things that you can do that can cause problems for you is, for instance, opening bottle cover with your teeth, cracking strong bones that can fracture the teeth. But if that if the block is too strong that you know it may fracture your tooth, so there is no point using your teeth to crack it. So anything that is too strong that can cause fracture, you should avoid it.
Awesome. Okay, so you also mentioned oral hygiene, consistency in your hygiene. There's this argument that I want to put forward. So I'm going to give two scenarios, right? Now, someone brushes at night, wakes up the next morning, brushes again, right? Then has breakfast and rinses the mouth with water. That's a scenario. Then someone else brushes at night, wakes up in the morning, just rinses the mouth with water, takes breakfast, then brush. Which is healthier?
Okay. If you brush at night, then you wake up in the morning, you can rinse your mouth, then take your breakfast. Okay. That is if you brush at night. Yes. So after the breakfast, you now brush in the morning.
Okay, that's healthy, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, there's this argument also that I've heard from people. Thank God we're talking to a professional today. So when you brush, I heard people say when you brush, you don't rinse your mouth with water. Is that a healthy thing to do or not?
You should rinse out with water. You should rinse out with water. All these ideas of leaving the toothpaste there because of the fluoride. No, you should rinse out. Then there is something we call topical fluoride. Topical fluoride is the fluoride you apply on the tooth. Okay, to strengthen it, to strengthen the enamel. So it contains tooth minerals that strengthens the enamel. So if you want to apply topical fluoride, it's another procedure on its own.
Okay.
So you don't need to brush and leave toothpaste inside the mouth. No, you don't have to do that.
Okay. So I guess this is an answer to any question from anyone that's wondering, okay, should I? Because yeah. I've really heard people make these arguments, really. In fact, there was a big argument that particular day. This one was, no, you should not rinse with water. This one was like, because I'm wondering, how do you not rinse when you brush? But then I'm glad that at least a professional is here now. So when you brush, please do the rinsing. We beg of
you. Yes, because the reason why they talk about it is because of the fluoride.
Yeah.
You want fluoride to, you want to, you know, leave it in your mouth for some time.
Uh-huh.
So, but it's not necessary.
Okay. It's not necessary. Wow. Awesome. Everything we've been talking about right now points towards preventive measures.
Yes.
Now, so for people who are already in this mess, they already have tooth issues. Some of them already have decay. Some of them don't even know. You know, sometimes they just feel pain there. So what are the restorative measures or approach that you could advise for such people?
Okay, first of all, visit a dentist, okay, for check-off. Even if you don't have pain, visit the dentist. Then if you've not done teeth cleaning before, you should do. So that the process, they will check your teeth and know if there is any problem and fix it on time. That's the first step.
Okay.
Then if you're having pain already, you should, you must see a dentist. Because once you're having pain on your, once you're having pain anywhere in your mouth, it's not something you should manage or something that will heal with time. It doesn't heal with time. Dental pain or toothache doesn't heal with time. Once you have toothache and you leave it, the more you leave it, the more it worsens. So you have to take action. Visit the dentist, then seek for solution.
You said the dentist. I think visiting the dentist is like the first step. Once you notice anything, you go to the dentist, go to professionals. They are the ones with the answers you're looking for. Visit the dentist. Okay, so I've had a friend of mine have one of her tooth removed. The moment she did one removal, she began to have issues with, you know, some other tooth. And it felt like it kept repeating itself. So is there an extreme tooth issue that would warrant removal, or can they all be prevented or stopped?
Okay. In a situation where you come early and the problem is detected early, you won't have to remove the teeth. Like if you have maybe cavity is hole, hole on a tooth. Okay, some people, they will have a hole on the tooth, food particles keeps entering there, and as they enter there, the tooth keep decaying, okay? So for you to restore, you have to start early, because at the early stage, it can be restored. But if you leave it to a situation where the enamel has already fallen off, the enamel is the outer part of the teeth, the ones we see. So it can get to a point where it can't be restored again. So you have to remove it.
Right.
Have to remove it. Then and another situation where there is accident or there is a fracture down to the root of the teeth and it can be restored again. So that's when it can be removed. But if it's still at the early stage, that's when you should come to the clinic and get it restored.
Okay. So I think every conversation is pointing to the same thing. Visit a dentist, see a dentist. Now, I want to ask this, and this will be a question that will benefit mothers, especially when it has to do with babies and children. At what age should a child be taken to the dentist, whether there's a problem or not, for preventive measures right now? But at what age is it advisable for mothers to begin to take their children to see professionals?
Okay, once they are 5, 6.
Okay.
5 years, 6 years. You should bring them. They will have a check.
Okay.
And they'll get used to coming to the dentist. Mm-hmm. It will help them to help remove fear. The fear of visiting the dentist. Mm-hmm. We call it dentophobia. For so many people, they are scared of the dentist, like the scared of the pain, opening their mouth and all of that. So once you start bringing them early, they'll get used to it. Mm. And once you start early with them, they won't have any dental problems in the future.
Mm. So from age 5, it's okay.
5, yeah. Yes.
Wow. I'm sure any parent listening will find this very beneficial. Mm. So if you have a child or you have a little child around you, please visit the dentist with that child so we don't have tooth issues or any dental issues in the future. All right. Thank you so much, Favored Chicken. So I think we have information that we need that will help us maintain healthy teeth. So before we finally go, for anyone that wants professional services, how do they contact you? How do they reach you?
On Facebook.
Okay, so your Facebook page will be Favored Chikamso, right?
Yes.
Okay. If you want professional services, she is a professional. This is her field. For every dental questions that you have, get in touch with her at Favored Chikamso. That's her Facebook profile, Favored Chikamso, and you will get professional services. All of your questions answered. All right. Thank you so much, Chikamso. Thank you for joining me on the show today. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, people, how to maintain healthy teeth. That was a dental professional with me on the show, and we talked a whole lot. Some of the things she mentioned are professional things, but the bottom line is visit a dentist, consistently keep oral hygiene, maintain good oral hygiene. It's important. And if you begin to sense any pain or any discomfort in your teeth, please go to a professional and seek professional advice. And she also mentioned that if you have a child aged 5 and above, it's okay to take that child to dental professionals so they take care of the teeth as teeth are forming, so they don't have issues, dental issues growing up. All right. This has been Rooted and Robust Podcast, and what a way to begin the month of September. So this is me to you guys. Happy new month. This is the month of September, and I wish you guys an amazing month, a beautiful one, a successful one. And don't forget, this month, you need to take productivity serious. So get on your feet, keep doing what you have outlined to do this year. It's not over yet. You still have the month of September to get it done. October awaits you. November is still there. And of course, you still have December. You have a lot of time. So get going and God bless you guys. So have a beautiful month. Have a beautiful week. I'll be back next week already with another exciting episode for you. Take care of yourself.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.